Carly Holton is involved in campus life at Purdue North Central. She writes for the school newspaper, performs in a student improv group, and is president of the Ecology Club. So when a search committee asks students at the regional campus in Westville who should lead the university system, Holton says she attended a public meeting to weigh in.
You wouldn't picture Mitch Daniels as an ideal candidate at all. You were picturing some, you know, PhD award-winning researcher from somewhere.
Holton is studying biology and plans to apply for veterinary school in the fall. So to get a leg up, she's assisting a professor conducting research on crayfish. She says Purdue needs an academic at the helm if the school wants to continue attracting quality researchers, like chemist H. Nagishi, who won a Nobel Prize.
I have a hard time believing how somebody with a bachelor's degree and a law degree and a bunch of honorary degrees could work with people on that caliber.
Several thousand members of the Purdue community responded to a survey ranking what credentials they thought were most important for the next president to have. Overwhelmingly, they wanted someone with qualifications equivalent to a full-time tenured professor. Morris Levy is the past president of the Faculty Senate and chair of the Special Advisory Committee that conducted the survey.
People should not take this as some kind of elitist model that, you know, unless you have a PhD, you're not qualified to work at Purdue. But when you have a creative force of thousands of people, you have to know how they work, why they work, and how to empower them to work.
Levy says the governor's track record on education doesn't qualify him to lead a public university. In an open letter from the Faculty Senate, Levy criticized Daniels for, among other things, supporting a bill that capped bachelor's degrees at 120 credit hours to promote on-time graduation.
There are lots of reasons why students take more than 4 years. Very little of that can be attributed to a curriculum which demands extraordinary time, or a curriculum which has superfluous credit.
Levy says it's disheartening that after the Faculty Senate conducted such an extensive survey, the first of its kind, that the search committee decided to go another direction. He points out that the majority of the trustees were appointed by Daniels, and none of them has worked in academia either. But he says at least Daniels was candid when he admitted he faced a steep learning curve.
I had to be dragged out here from a conversation with the Faculty Senate leadership, the first of, I'm sure, hundreds that'll follow. I think this is a very legitimate, natural concern that people would have.
Dennis Barden heads an executive search firm that helps educational institutes hire leaders. He says it's not uncommon for schools to bring in candidates like Daniels who lack academic credentials but have extensive business or leadership experience.
The job of the president has become increasingly external, increasingly focused on interactions with potential funders. It's becoming more of a true chief executive kind of job.
Still, opposition to a Daniels presidency is mounting. Purdue alumni are joining Facebook groups protesting the governor and making plans to rally in West Lafayette. For her part, biology student Carly Holton has signed a petition criticizing the Board of Trustees' selection. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Ellie Moxley.